I'm Tom Murray with the news for WGXC for Saturday, December 7th, 2013. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. First, Philip Grant has a few radio-related news items.
William J. Kimball is writing in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board is considering the installation of solar panels as a way to reduce the town's $80,000 per year electricity cost. Consultant Gordon Cone-Train told the board at a meeting this week the town's electric bill would fall by $16,000 per year if it uses solar energy. Cone-Train said the system would cost $1.2 million, but a grant from the New York State's Energy Research and Development Authority would lower the amount to $800,000. Town board members said they want to review solar energy projects in other communities before proceeding. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman.
Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register Star that the State Public Service Commission is aware of the concerns of residents in Columbia County about planned power line expansions and wants to emphasize the bidding process is in the beginning phase of the project, Commission Chairwoman Aubrey Ziegelman said on Wednesday. She said, and I quote, "The train has not left the station," end quote. Jim Den, Commission Director of Public Affairs, reiterated the project is in the information gathering phase. The planned power line expansion is part of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative to bring additional power downstate. The program does not provide power to communities in this region. New York Transco, North American Transmission, Boundless Energy, and Next Era are all vying for the winning bid to move forward with the expansion. The Energy Highway Initiative is slated to upgrade 153 miles of transmission lines from Edick, Oneida County to Pleasant Valley, Dutchess County. 30 miles of line are in Columbia County. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. In news from Greene County, the GAO reps are measuring Greene County's broadband access. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County government and business officials met with analysts from the Federal Government Accountability Office on Tuesday to discuss the challenges rural communities face in accessing broadband internet service. The analysts are visiting rural counties in New York and Vermont to conduct in-depth interviews for a report to be released in the spring about the effectiveness of the Department of Agriculture's Rural Utilities Service Broadband Loan Program. The group met with Warren Hart, the Director of Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning, Jeff Friedman, the Executive Director of Great Northern Catskills Chamber of Commerce, and Jim Gibbons, the Director of New Business Development for Columbia Green Media. Hart and Friedman answered questions about the demographics of the county, the internet services already in place, the economic effects of dead zones, and the projected benefits of broadband. The analysts were gathering data for a study, so the meeting is not likely to result in immediate material benefit for the county. You'll find that story in today's Daily Mail.
A distributed energy workshop next weekend in Albany looks at smaller-scale on-site power generation and also storage technologies for government, businesses, and individuals to operate in parallel with the utility grid. The New York Independent Systems Operators are bringing speakers and panelists December 13th to the Desmond Hotel and Conference Center in Albany. New York State Public Service Commission Chair Audrey Zimbelman deliver opening remarks, and panels include government programs and future initiatives, technology providers, users on behind-the-meter applications and customer motivations, market participants on the state of distributed energy resources and utilities, and end users of distributed energy resources on rates, regulations, and motivations. The Distributed Energy Resource Workshop is free of charge, but pre-registration is required by December 10th. Go to nyiso.com for more information. National Weather Service in Albany says that Saturday should be cloudy, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 34 and a low around 14. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high near 26. Sunday night, snow is likely before 5 a.m., then snow and sleet is likely, cloudy with a low around 22. Monday morning, freezing rain and sleet before noon, then a chance of rain and sleet between noon and 1, then turning to rain after 1, high near 37. Tune in all day to WGXC Saturday, December 7th. We'll be in Acre in the morning in Catskill at the Catskill Community Center for open air at 8 a.m. The Hudson Studio will be open for Winter Walk 5 to 8 p.m. The Catskill Community Center will host the Stone Symposium from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. WGXC.org, 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio.